Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The guys on the big show have been going at it for 3 hours, but they haven't crashed and burned. Yet.
Well, it's the big show.
It's time to reset today's big topics and let you pick a lane. Brought to you by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove. Now open for the 2019 racing season. With new events throughout the year, now is the time to go to GreatLakesDragway.com and plan out your summer of racing. Pick up a discounted ticket package or a season pass that will pay for itself after three visits. So pick up yours today.
Great Lakes Dragway, pick a lane on the Wendy's Big Show. We do it every day at the 5 o'clock hour of the Wendy's Big Show. Reset the big topics on today's show. Give you the final say on them. It's called the Great Lakes Dragway, pick a lane. It's brought to you by Great Lakes Dragway out in Racine. Guys, this weekend, Mofocos, Bug Fest, and the Truck Nationals going to be out at Great Lakes Dragway this weekend. Bug Fest happens in the morning, and Truck Nationals running all day long. They got a car show out at Great Lakes Dragway this weekend. They have Leap 36. They have Leroy Butler out at Great Lakes Dragway this weekend. 11-2, Leroy will be out there with his Butler versus Bullying campaign. Final inspection from 105.7 FM The Fan will be broadcasting with Steve Zotke from 12-2 out there. And also, this is the interesting part and the fun part as well. If you enjoy having a good time, this is going to be a good time. Camping is available on Friday night. Not normally a camping spot for Great Lakes Dragway, but this is a special weekend. So there's no entrance fee on Friday, except if you're going to be a camper. That's the only fee you're paying on Friday. Go out to Great Lakes Dragway, hang out with Roy, and just see some monstrous cars going really, 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 really fast. I got to go see my first NASCAR race this weekend, and I did not realize how big and fast those things went. And those are only the stock cars. So you want to see some jacked up trucks, go down to Great Lakes Dragway this weekend. 414-799-1250. The right lane on Great Lakes Dragway. Pick a lane today. Who is in a worse situation? The Chicago Cubs or the Milwaukee Brewers? Sparky, Brewers come into today. Wake up in first place. A full game up on the Chicago Cubs after the Cubs just get beat down last night against Pittsburgh Pirates at Wrigley. They haven't won a series since they swept the Cardinals June 7th, 8th, and 9th at Wrigley Field.
Yeah, that's pretty bad. And Dave Kaplan, who is a sports talk guy down there, has been down there for 100 years, tweeted out last night, this team needs a shakeup. It's on management to make the tough calls and make a deal or two to change the complexion of this club. As they are currently constructed, they have no shot to make a deep playoff run. And when he is speaking out at this point, in my opinion, against this Cubs team, you know things are going in the absolute wrong direction. And we always talk about the Brewers here, and we are guilty on this show of making the Cubs bigger than they are. And we did it all of last year, and I think we've kind of fallen in the trap now of making them bigger than they are, because the fact of the matter is they're more screwed up than the Brewers are at this point, I think. I think between the Brewers and the Cubs, I think the Cubs are in a way worse situation right now. I mean, you got Cole Hamels now with an oblique issue that they're having to deal with for the next month
or
so.
That's a reoccurring issue for him. He's already torn it and sat out almost two full months with that issue previously in his career.
It's amazing how these oblique issues all popped up here in the last 5 to 10 years. So you have the oblique issue for him, so he's going to be out for a month or so. We've already talked about their pitching and lack of pitching depth at this point, and that's why they had to go get Kimbrel to help out the back end of that bullpen. Now, Carl Edwards is on his way back, so we'll see if he can get back to form of where he was at one point earlier this year. He's had like two split situations. At one point he looked good, and the other point he looked horrible when he's had multiple opportunities with the Cubs. So we'll see how that plays out. I just think right now the Cubs are in a situation of, you know, everybody expects them to be buyers at the deadline, just like the Brewers, but if they don't figure out how to get this thing turned around between now and the end of July, they may not be buyers like everybody's expecting. They may just play it out. And you have a manager on a lame duck contract in Joe Maddon.
He's got a lame duck manager in Joe Maddon where they continually are bringing back David Ross just around the team, conveniently around the team. He's conveniently very in with the organization and the upper management. I don't know. I'm just saying that it appears that those two are going in opposite directions. If you're talking about Joe Maddon in the front office there at Wrigley Field. And Gary, it feels to me, at least covering the team and being around and watching him as close as I have doing the postgame show, that upper management and Greg Council are rather in lockstep of what they're going to do. What organization do you think is in a better situation, the Cubs or the Brewers?
Well, it feels like, well, listen, I mean, it's tough to say, but I like our Brewers front office, right? And Steve Nimmer, right? They talked about, what's the manager with the Cubs? What's his name?
Came Joe Maddon.
No, the big
Theo
guy.
Epstein.
Theo. Well, Steve said that they were going to win a World Series right when they hired this guy. And they kind of
I said multiple.
Well, but still, they got one.
They
it's
got
tough
one.
To get multiple. But still, they revitalized everything down there. They rebuilt Wrigley Field. I mean, he's done everything that I think that could be asked for him. It is. You got to get a little lucky to win. And they understand, they see it now. Maybe the Cubs fan bought multiple too. Maybe they did. But now I think everybody understands that it's really hard to win these things. And really the Cubs have been trying to buy it over the Brewers, and it just really they just haven't had the magic, just hadn't worked out for them. I don't put our front office behind really anybody. I think David Stearns in our market, what he has to deal with is more than what they got. It's easy to do what they're doing in Chicago Cubs. You got to get the right person in. I think it's hard to have David Stearns' job in this market.
Oh, absolutely.
So what they've been able to do has been absolutely outstanding.
It's a lot easier to...
When you don't have the money. When you have the money, you can do it.
Well, and it's also a lot easier to play poker when you have a stack of 100,000 chips against the guy that's got a stack of 10,000 chips.
Talk about
you can go all in at any time. That's poker. You can just outbid people. I'm going all in. That scares the little guy with the best hand. You can bluff all you want. That's what Kimbrough was. We're going to go get him. Mm-hmm. We're going to go get him.
$20 million for Cole Hamels.
That all these guys come back, but someone in the night, David Stearns said, I ain't get Dallas Keuchel. I ain't get Kimbrough. I didn't get none of these guys. I'm in first place. And it's amazing to think that, really. I mean, so at some point, they're going to panic because they love that success after 108 years of winning that winning the World Series. Mm-hmm. It was amazing. It really was. It was worth the wait for them. But they can't like the fact that, you know, they're not playing great baseball.
414-799-1250. That's the right lane. Who's in a worse situation, the Cubs or Brewers? Brewers first pitch at 6:05 out in Cincinnati tonight. They'll dodge a few rain showers out there at Great American Ballpark to try to get this one. It'll be Chase Anderson opposite Tanner Roark.
There's rain in Cincinnati with me doing an on-deck show at 5:30.
Really? There's rain... today, tomorrow, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday in the forecast.
You just don't
Cincinnati.
Know when it is, and they're going to just be going by. You know, like we just got a little shower, just go by.
By the way, are we going to get our power back at any point today?
I don't know.
We're
getting
good. We got a generator going, cuz.
This is freaking me out. I can't go to the bathroom because it's dark.
I like going to the bathroom when it's dark.
But I had to turn my phone on, though. I got a flashlight on my phone. That's very bright.
Flashlight, you said?
Yeah, I got a flashlight.
Okay, good. I thought you
got one too. You got an iPhone.
I thought you put an E in there. In the left lane, center lane, where would you prefer Kawhi Leonard go? The Toronto Raptors or the LA Lakers? Leroy Butler.
Hey, man, listen, I'm going to be selfish, but I'm going to try to answer this very intelligently. Now, I would like for him to stay in Toronto because I think the East is going to be better and maybe somebody else will knock him off and you got to face him. That was my first thought. If you stay in Toronto, maybe, you know, Indiana may get lucky and beat them. I mean, because they've upgraded. Maybe Boston will beat them, you know. Or for the most part, now I get to the finals and I'm facing a team that I can beat. But ultimately, if he does go to the Lakers and you face him for a championship, you're playing with house money at that point. Because anything can happen. You want to make it to that final game. So I hope he stays in Toronto. Because the East is going to be, it's going to be tough. And you just beat up on each other, and hopefully one of these teams will knock them out.
Sparky, where would you rather see Kawhi end up?
For me, it's Toronto because I'm trying to win an NBA championship if I'm the Milwaukee Bucks. And you're probably not beating the Lakers if they have LeBron, Kawhi, and Anthony Davis. That's probably not going to happen. Now, again, when we started this earlier in the show, we said, look, everybody wants them on the Clippers. Okay, we agree. Yep. But take them out of it and talk about who's the biggest threat to the Bucks. And it's the Lakers or the Raptors. And so for me, while it's maybe tougher to get to the NBA Finals, you have to go through Kawhi and Toronto. At least when you get there, there's no super team waiting for you. If he goes to Toronto or the Clippers, there will be no super teams in the league this year, which is absolutely great news for the Bucks and everybody else in the NBA, including fans, who I don't think really want to watch super teams. I mean, if you're a Lakers fan, obviously you would love to watch that super team for four years and win four titles.
No doubt.
Because if they get Kawhi, it's probably over next season, barring injury, which Anthony Davis has been hurt and LeBron's been hurt, so I guess and Kawhi's been hurt, so anything is possible. Injury could, you know, beset that team. But for me, it's Toronto. You know, I'll take my chance the next 4 years that you can beat Toronto at least two of those times and be in the NBA Finals with a chance to win a couple of rings.
Well, somebody else might beat them.
Gary, you were pretty nice. You were pretty adamant that Toronto was the better team because of Kawhi Leonard. Where would you rather Kawhi Leonard end up, Toronto or Los Angeles?
Well, I mean, Steve makes sense because if he does go to L.A., that's a super team.
Yeah,
that'd be tough for anybody to beat. Now, the Bucks get to the championship game because Kawhi's gone, but can they win a championship? And ultimately, I think you want the Milwaukee Bucks to win a championship. And yes, with Kawhi in Toronto, the Bucks do have a chance to beat Toronto. But I just say this. They've got a couple players in Lowry and who's the other guy? The guy that played really well.
Fred VanVleet.
Not even VanVleet. The other
Powell.
Guy.
Pascal Siakam.
Siakam. He'll be an all-star.
They got two, three guys right now that are better than Middleton and Bledsoe.
I mean,
and most certainly, there's no argument that Kawhi is better than Giannis, is it?
For who?
He was better in the series against the Bucks.
Well, Giannis, the MVP this year, Giannis was better.
He was better in the
stop, Leroy.
He was better in the last four games.
Stop.
What are we basing off of? Who won the championship in the barbershop? Giannis was the MVP. That means he was the most valuable player.
I'm not doing this with you.
Let's just open our minds up a little bit. You saying Leonard beat him four times.
What matters at the end of the day?
Who won the championship?
Regular season or playoffs?
Playoffs.
Okay.
You're right in that sense. But for the regular season.
I'm not looking at regular season.
So you're just saying whose team won, that's the better player?
Well, I mean, he proved it head to head.
Yeah. You got a good argument.
Had to have it.
Yeah, just clarifying. You don't have to.
But at the awards,
I'm mad over there.
Giannis had that blue suit on looking like blue face.
And Kawhi ain't going to win it again next year because he ain't going to play about 60 games.
That's all he needs to play.
Load management. You know what? They say Chuck be having load management a lot.
Which Chuck?
Gary, I disagree. I think he will win it next year if he plays 60 games.
Who?
Kawhi.
Well, because why? Tell me why.
Because he didn't win it this year.
Thank you.
They'll give it right back to him. If his numbers are close to what they were this year, he'll get it next year regardless of what else happens.
Don't
if he's in the East.
Because that's how they do it.
And they're a top two seed. Yeah.
You're right.
That's how Harden ended up winning it because he got close so many times.
Hey, before we take a quick timeout, some news from Robert Murray of The Athletic. Lorenzo Cain's right thumb went numb last night after he jammed it. It was different than what he had previously experienced for most of the season. He is in the lineup, but according to Craig Counsell, quote, there is some level of concern.
Yeah, well, why is there should be. Because Lorenzo Cain's going to play.
Yeah, he's tough.
I'm not going to tell Lorenzo Cain he's not going to play.
Oh, he's like Prince Fielder then.
Big time. Oh, yeah, big time. Lorenzo Cain's going to play if Lorenzo Cain believes that he can play. Or he believes he needs to play. Mm. And you should know that you need a Beauforting beer. You need to go all natural because it's summer, guys, and Beauforting beer imported from the country of Luxembourg, Beauforting new to the United States, being imported exclusively to the state of Wisconsin by a local company. Beauforting 100% natural, brewed using only the finest raw materials, using fresh spring water, finest fresh barley, and the choicest hops, guys. All that fresh spring water comes from a very, very, very special source, a source 1,000 feet beneath the brewery. That's where a hot spring is pumping the water right into the beer. And since water is beer's most important ingredient, this exceptionally pure water gives Bofrating its fresh taste and smooth drinkability. You'll notice the difference every time you have a crisp Pilsner, the flagship beer, the smooth triple ale, or the balanced Brune. And thanks to Bofrating's 100% natural ingredients and commitment to quality, all of its brews give you a full flavor that's refreshing rather than filling. And Bofrating available in more places, guys, in Milwaukee than ever before. You can go test yourself out over at Total Wine and More, Sendix Fine Foods, Consumer Beverage, or just go and order up a tap at Cafe Hollander, Cafe Benelux, Nomad, or Sport Club. And whenever you're having an all-natural Bofrating, tweet those pictures to me. Use the hashtag BofratingBill. And guys, please, all-natural pictures of the beer. Please, all-natural pictures, just the beer. Bofrating, Milwaukee's all-natural choice for the summer. This is Great Lakes Dragway. Pick a lane on 105.7 FM, The Fan. FM, The Fan. This is the Wendy's Big Show. Great Lakes Dragway. Oh, pick a lane. Leroy, Great Lakes Dragway this weekend. How juiced up are you?
Well, I always love going out there. Again, don't worry about the construction of the signs out there for you to get there. Get there early because I'll be there from 11 to 2. Butler versus Bullying Program. I have close to over 200 some kids that I mentor, and all 200 are going to graduate. They do a great thing. But they love going because, of course, they're starting to drive. And they like to see them start. So mm-hmm. we go up in the tower, take a few of them up in the tower. And, you know, they cars race safely, by the way, and legally. If you want to do it, you got to go to Great Lakes.
Right, not on some random parkway over by your house like an idiot.
No. And ever since we've been promoting hard the Bug Fest, it's just amazing with the kids with these Volkswagens, and I think Roy and them do more business with Volkswagen than anybody, man. This place is amazing. So it'll be a lot of people there. We'll have a lot of fun. The food is amazing, and you get a chance to win prizes and things of that nature. Last year, a lady, she won 6 jerseys because we had like a little, I just come up with these little, like, whatever. You could, what she, oh, she won it because she knew Brett Favre's middle name.
Lorenzo? Said,
yeah. Well, she won last year, but maybe it could have been. Well, I can't do it again. Y'all just told everybody, but
why don't you do your middle name?
Because I didn't have one. Because that's what they say.
Roy says, "Do your middle name."
I don't have one. Roy said, "Do your middle name." I said, "Roy, you know I don't have one."
So your name is just straight up Leroy Butler,
the third.
That's badass.
Yeah, well, I mean, my dad was a junior.
Sure.
So I had no choice.
See, now my dad is also Bill Schmidt, but his middle name is Harry. Okay. No way I was having my middle name be Harry.
So but maybe I'll do a poll. If I had a middle name, what would it be? And then we'll make that a question.
Leap.
There you go.
Or it could just be Wait For It. Leroy,
no,
Wait For It.
The best one would be Butler. Allegedly.
That would probably be the best one. Leroy, allegedly,
yes.
Butler.
Yes, allegedly.
Allegedly, it's Leroy Butler. No, Leroy.
And today, I was at Pick and Save today in the falls. I want to thank everybody coming out from 11 to 1. It was amazing. It was a great time. I didn't think that many people would be there in the middle of the day, but it was crowded. And guess who their favorite show is? The Big Show.
Understandably so.
Yes. So thanks for everybody coming out. And so we'll see everybody Saturday at Great Lakes Dragway.
That's going to be a great, great event. People are – now this is one of those reasons. So the rain just came through and just blew everything over. People are camping out for these fireworks that are going down at the lakefront tomorrow night. Camping out the night before.
I want to do that.
The full day before.
I want to do that, though. I want to camp out the night before.
No, you don't.
I do.
You don't. That's your Muskego side. Your Georgia side ain't doing that. Stop it.
I want to do that the night before.
You can see
you?
It from a distance.
Not even
Why
close.
Do you have to go down there?
Hey, man, if I get me a whole case of Bofrating down there, cuz. Mm-hmm.
And just set up.
And me a tent.
Steve, you doing
me
that?
Get me a little fire going.
He went on one cabin trip with Lackey and Joy, and now he wants to go camping for the fireworks. One time. Now the man wants to go camp for fireworks.
He went camping in Wisconsin Rapids, I think.
Yeah. I went up. No, I did go to Lackey and Joy's last year.
You didn't sleep in a tent, did you?
Yeah, I did, cuz. I had a mattress. I had a mattress. I had, man, Lackey and Joy's.
What about the bears, man?
Huh?
But what about the bears?
No, just raccoons.
Man, I ain't messing.
Ooh, no bad.
You can eat them, though. Can't you eat a raccoon?
You know we eat them in Georgia now. We're skinning right up, cuz. Put them on a skewer.
Wait up. Is Baby Tosh ever camped?
You can't get that drive-thru. I don't know.
Baby Tosh, you been camping?
I slept in a tent one time. Not doing that again.
I want to do this 4th of July celebration, man. I wish I can go camp out down there, man.
I ain't camping. No, I'm camping in my bed. I ain't finna be fighting no
bugs. But Billy, I got this big old tent, right?
Yep.
That I got from Lack and Jordan.
Don't do it.
I got me a Yeti cooler that my boy got me. So I know my boyfriend ain't gonna stay fresh and cold. Yeah.
All night long.
Yeah. And I got me some cigars from my cigar shop down there that I used to represent down there in Brookfield.
Sure. And no RV?
What if you bump into Bigfoot, man?
I ain't going unless there's an RV.
Man. Look at all the people out there, man.
Yeah, Bigfoot may be out them woods, man.
There ain't no woods. It's out here downtown.
Yeah, Bigfoot come in the city. Here come the people. Always out looking for him.
Bigfoot ain't coming in the city because he'll know what good.
I also have this big issue of when you're sleeping in a tent.
Right. Yeah.
When the sun comes up, wakes you up.
Yeah.
You guys know how much I'm sweating in this place.
Yeah.
Could you imagine me in a locked-in tent?
Right.
Once that sun starts beating on you at about 5:11 in the morning.
And you don't have no clothes on.
No chance.
Dude, I got one of tents got the vent up the top.
Yeah, that way bugs can come fly right
no
in there.
No bugs. It's just a vent. It's a mesh.
Six pigeons are going to fly right in there and just start looking at
you. Just start dropping messages on you.
It's mesh, and it got these little fans all down the line of it.
No, he doesn't have a normal tent.
I'm still not sleeping in a tent. I don't know. That's just me.
There's no platinum tent because I ain't sleeping on the ground.
You can call me what you want.
No, you put. I got a bed in there.
Yeah, about 2,000 fire ants going to just tote you away.
Tote
you away.
Right away. Just carry you around like
you're in a pool.
Like your little banana peel.
If I could, I would go camping at the fireworks if I could.
All the ants going to get caught in their hair and his chest and get lost.
Yeah.
Just walking around, just bumping into each other.
Sparky, are you breaking down the doors and asking Kay if you guys can go camp out at the fireworks?
We aren't camping.
Steve, a city slicker. I'm definitely, I'm Billy Crystal, okay, from the city slicker. I ain't doing it.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't eating no wild food.
Mm-mm.
You're lying. I'm going
to Wendy's. I ain't finna be out there.
Where you were born, you know you ate wild food, man.
I ain't no pigeons and none of that. I ain't none of that stuff. Raccoon, fossil.
No.
You know you ate all that. I know I did. I was born on all that.
If I can't spell it, I ain't eating it.
Can you spell trout? You eating that?
I just say fish. I don't know what it is. Yeah, wrong with you to my trout.
Fish.
It's just fish. All it look alike to me, cuz.
Fried up, cuz.
Yeah, just bring it in. Yeah.
Bella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin Camping. On Deck show's coming up next. Game 2 of 4 for the Brewers facing the Cincinnati Reds. It'll be Chase Anderson opposite Tanner Roark. I'll get you the starting lineups and more. Tim Allen will join the show as well.
Turn the free coffee back on. I don't care about the AC.
Craig Council. Yeah, it's dark in here. Can somebody turn the lights back on? I'm kind of scared. Tomorrow on the program,
can't say
we get.
It's dark in here, man. That's racist.
We get our.
What are you talking about?
Our guy Mark Simon from Sports Info Solutions comes up at 3:48. And John Heyman, our radio.com insider, will join us at 2:48. For Gary, Leroy, Sparky, I'm Baby Tosh.
Way to go, women!
Tomorrow
USA!
At 2, we're back.
All right, talk to you later. Bye.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.